Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were taught that love is not an involuntary emotion. It is a choice. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
What if poor is that, man, you guys are living almost in poverty conditions, and maybe he's too lazy to work, maybe she is spending money, and you can't make enough money for what she spends. Whatever it is, it's poor, and it's money problems really usually end up causing more problems than adultery does in a marriage. I mean, it's stronger, it seems like. And so it might be rich or poor, it might be better or worse, it might be in sickness and health. I've known of people that a spouse got very sick, and because of their physical sickness and things that went wrong with them, they would never be able to have children. And other things of that nature, that the other spouse was somewhat like a nurse to them. Okay. It's to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. Love, honor, and cherish. Sickness, health, rich or poor, better or worse. That is not multiple choice, okay? When you gave your word, and you break that word that you're not going to love, honor, and cherish them, then you're a liar. But you don't know what they did. I don't have to know what they did. You said that you, better or worse, sickness, health, rich or poor. You said your word was to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. Now, you don't kill them, okay? But till death do us part. So, you know, a lot of people in this divorce, things like that, if they would just go back to what their word was and realize, for example, if a man or a woman cheated in marriage, they're a liar because they broke their word. They broke their word. And by the way, I've had the unfortunate responsibility to question somebody that's been in adultery when a husband and wife are having problems and things like that. And boy, I've heard some excuses and everything. But really, what I've viewed of spouses, that is the greatest hurt ever. And more with the ladies, they say, I've just wanted somebody to love me. And every time one has said that, I said, well, it's your husband God wants to love you, and you have to love him as well and be in subjection. That usually ends it right there, to be honest with you. With a husband, I had one husband who says, well, I felt like the way we got married, I was obligated because we had had premarital sex before marriage, and because we did, I felt like I had to go ahead and marry her. She wasn't pregnant, but felt like you had to go ahead and marry her. And that was the right thing to do when you go back and look at the law and so forth. That was the right thing to do. But what he didn't realize, love was a choice. So I went through and shown him how that in the Old Testament, the parents arranged the marriages. For the most part, they didn't choose their own spouses. You know, I mean, some cases they did, but in a lot of cases they didn't. And they got arranged, and either the woman, a lot of times a woman didn't have a choice, but the men had a choice, but sometimes even the men didn't have a choice. And yet, the command was to love your wives. Love them, even though it wasn't the one you chose. Now, and I showed one man that. He says, I just don't love her, but, you know, this lady I've met at work, she is, oh, I love her. Let me tell you something about this work, and I know I've gotten off the answer here from my I'm writing to my listener, but I'm saying this because it just is on my heart. You folks understand, when you go to work, you work. Be careful of break times. And really, unless everybody's eating lunch together, don't sit with that opposite sex and sit down and talk with them. Here's what happens. One comes in and says, oh, my husband, or oh, my wife, whatever. We had this terrible time last night, and this, that, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, get done talking about all they did. The other one says, well, they shouldn't treat you that way. Oh, boy, that makes them feel good. Yeah, they agreed with me. And so they starts talking a little bit more, and a little bit later, that guy has the same problem. He has a problem at home, comes back, and, oh, she agrees with him. Boy, I'd never treat you that way. You know, this, she shouldn't do that. And that gets going back and forth for, you know, what they're doing is they're sharing their heart with one another when God only wants you to share your heart with him or with your spouse, but not with someone else that's not your spouse. And so you share your heart and you begin to get an affection that becomes an infatuation that you think is love. And you'll find out you divorce your wife, you divorce your husband, you end up married for too long, you're having more problems than you did in the first marriage. Love is a choice. And so I told that man, you either choose to love her or you don't, but I says, you're breaking your vow. And it means you're a liar. You know what? He stayed with that woman. And that was years ago. I'd say it's probably close to 30 years ago or more. And he's still married to her. And they've got some children. And I even had one family that was to come to our church. And they were having some problems, but they were friends with that family. And they said, boy, I wish we had a marriage like theirs. And so I almost busted out laughing. And I wanted to tell them almost that, you know, they had problems too one time in their marriage. But I didn't, because I would have been betraying a trust. But nonetheless, praise the Lord, he healed that marriage, and he did it. But again, love is a choice, and it is a commitment. So again, I got off the course there because it got on my heart as I was reading this answer. Now, looking back, I says, I've not always been what I should be as a Christian. But his word is still true, and never does he leave us nor forsake us. This committed love best describes agapeo. It's a verbal thing. It's action. I believe to love on the level which we are commanded to love in John 13:34 and 35 must be by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we received when we got saved, and having the fullness of all of my being. Now, when I say that, when we talk about the fullness of the Holy Spirit, sister in Christ, I want you to understand that the fullness of the Holy Spirit is not how much I have of him. You've got all of him if you're saved. Rather, it's how much of you does he have? I can love with an agapeo love. And by the way, some try to express having the fullness of the Holy Spirit, but really, their actions seem to go against that which is holy. And so you wonder, the fullness of the Holy Spirit? And so I hope this is a help to you to realize in this word agapeo and agape, being one being the noun and the other being the verb form, is that it is still a choice. When we got saved, we started a life of growing in the Lord. But it is up to us to be in his word daily, to meditate in it, and to seek his will in all things. Now, fully understand, to be surrendered to the Holy Ghost is important because my life is determined by being fully surrendered to God and led of the Holy Spirit as to whether I'll be a carnal Christian or be the Christian God wants me to be. I must allow Him to guide me in all my ways. Okay. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths, as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says. And that's what I must do. How can we love as Christ loved with the fullness of agapeo love if we don't allow Him to have all parts of us? That is agape love. Now, agape love is that of God. Agapeo is a verb or action form of love. If your agape for God is real, the action will become real. How can there be agape if there is no action? Now, I want to show this to you in the book of John. I'd said earlier we'd go there, and now here we are. John chapter 21. I want to show you something using these words. John 21, verse 15. And remember now, Jesus has appeared to the disciples here. They were out fishing. He says, cast a net on the other side, and they come. They get there, and they try to drag it in. It's too heavy for them. Then after they have that little fish that was on the fire and that he gives them to eat, and as Peter goes down there and he drags the whole thing in himself, all of them couldn't drag in together. And when you do something empowered by God, you can do a lot that the whole group can't do. But now getting on to verse 15, after it's all over, he's the supper and all this other stuff and the feeding and talking to him for a few minutes, he says, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.